The sexual abuse trial of a Dances with Wolves actor charged in Nevada with abusing Indigenous women and girls for more than a decade is on hold indefinitely, a state judge announced last Wednesday. Nathan Chasinghorse, 46, was originally set to stand trial on May 1st. He is charged with 18 felonies, including sexual assault of a minor, kidnapping, lewdness, and child abuse. Shortly after a grand jury in Las Vegas indicted him in February, Chasinghorse invoked his right to a trial within 60 days. But on Wednesday, his public defender, Christy Holston, asked to put a pause on proceedings while they asked the Nevada Supreme Court to toss his indictment. Have you ever wondered how U.S. military helicopters receive their Indian names? When considering U.S. military helicopters, names like Apache and Black Hawk probably come to mind first. Over the years, Hollywood has done an excellent job of bringing us aerial action involving these two particular halos in films such as Black Hawk Down, based on an actual military incident that occurred in October 1993 when two Black Hawk helicopters were shot down while dropping American troops into Mogadishu. Apache and Black Hawk may also sound familiar because they are names of Native American tribes. While these two may be the best-known choppers in the U.S. Armed Forces, the fact is that at one time, it was a regulation that all were to be named after one of these tribes. That naming convention dates back to 1941 when the Army Air Corps was renamed the Army Air Forces. Those are your headlines. At this hour, I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.